When you teach children how to connect to and communicate their needs out loud, you are also teaching them that they're valuable and that they matter.
I don't like to argue, so I say nothing and fume for days.
How do I set boundaries without sounding like a jerk?
I hate the idea that I might accidentally offend somebody, so sometimes I'd just rather say nothing at all.
Welcome to the Language Alchemy Podcast, and thank you for joining me today. This is your host, Alejandra Siroca, a transformative communication teacher and coach who's devoted to helping multicultural individuals and couples engaged in personal growth transform their lives and relationships through conscious communication. Thank you so much for being here. Whether this is your first time or you've been listening to me for a while, I'm grateful you're listening to this podcast episode. In this 15-minute transformative communication podcast workshop, you will learn how to support others communicate their needs when they struggle to do so. This is the fifth and last episode of the Communicating Needs Skillfully series. The series I started in episode 138 when we talked about why it's difficult for women to communicate their needs out loud. Today, I'll teach you some things you can do with your communication right away to encourage people who find it challenging to communicate their needs be able to express them to us. Before I give you transformative communication tools you can use right now with people who struggle to communicate their needs, remember, when you are in relationships with others who can't communicate their needs openly, freely, and directly to you, that may be because they've been discouraged to communicate their needs, or because they don't feel safe with you, or they don't know how to relax with you and fully trust that you are going to listen to their needs. And of course, this impacts the quality of your relationships. Now, when I talk about relationships, I'm not referring to intimate romantic relationships only. I'm also talking about relationships with your friends, family members, people at work, folks in your community. And now, let's talk about how you can create a safe space for others to communicate their needs to you. First of all, I want to talk about communication with children. So if you're a parent, a caregiver, or have little ones in your life, pay attention to this piece. It's so important that you model how to connect to your needs and teach kids how to communicate their needs clearly and directly. In episode 138, I talked about how women in particular have been discouraged to communicate their needs by their parents and caregivers, their first language and communication teachers. But you are going to do something different. Because you now know, if you listen to episode 140, how detrimental it is to our mental and relational health to not be able to communicate our needs. So if you have little ones, you need to be not only aware, but also intentional about teaching them to communicate their needs. Unfortunately, the language kids listen to the most is a language of obedience, such as, do this, or do it this way, or don't do that. When this is the language that kids most frequently hear from the adults around them, especially their parents and main caregivers, they do not learn how to connect to their needs. As I shared with you in episode 140, when we haven't learned to connect to our needs, we can't communicate them clearly and directly. It makes sense. Here are three ways in which you can help your children connect to and communicate their needs out loud. And you can do this even with very young children, even babies. Number one, mention needs when you talk about actions they could take. For example, instead of saying sleep or have some food, which is a command, ask them a question that mentions needs explicitly. So you may say, do you need to sleep and rest? Or do you need to eat to have a little bit more energy right now? Number two, when children are having a hard time, say when they are throwing a tantrum, maybe they're crying about something like not wanting to leave a certain place, communicate with them in terms of their needs. So instead of using the language of obedience and saying something like, don't cry, you'll see grandma next week, you could say something like, I see those big tears. You really wanted to keep playing with grandma. You enjoy playing so much. If you say something like this, you are mentioning needs such as autonomy, play, and enjoyment. When children are dysregulated and they're expressing discomfort or frustration, it is because there are some needs behind their behavior. So, as their conscious language and communication teacher that you are, say or guess these needs out loud. Number three, when you are reading stories to children, ask them about the needs of the characters in the book. In this way, you are teaching children that every single being has needs, that needs are part of our life experience, and that it's completely normal and healthy to talk about our needs. Now, when I said that you can use these tools even with babies, it's because children are like sponges. They absorb the language they are hearing, even if they can't reproduce it yet. And as I alluded earlier, be aware, the language that children are exposed to frequently has a lifelong impact for them. When you teach children how to connect to and communicate their needs out loud, you are also teaching them that they're valuable and that they matter. And what about adults? How can we support them in their ability to communicate their needs? Many of my coaching clients have asked me this specific question, especially if they are partnered with a woman or if they have women leaders at work. Because as I have shared throughout the series, women have been discouraged to communicate their needs. So here are four things you can do with adults. Number one, ask them the questions I taught you in episode 139. You can start with, what are you experiencing right now? And then you can ask them, what do you need? Another way of asking this same question is, what kind of support would be helpful to you? Or, what matters to you about this? When you ask these questions, make sure you put your listening ears on. Because even though you may ask a very direct question like, what do you need? The response you get may be indirect or subtle. But if you're truly listening, you will know when you may need to ask clarifying questions. Just such as, what exactly do you mean by, and mention whatever they said? Or, can you give me a specific example of, and then mention what they just said? Now, when you're asking these clarifying questions, it's very useful to do this with an intention of support and use a tone of voice that avoids patronizing someone, especially women. Number two, pay attention to their body language and tone of voice. When someone's not used to communicating needs directly and clearly, their tone of voice is going to sound doubtful. So for example, you may suggest, how about we watch a movie tonight? And the response you may get might be a, sure. That response sounds more like a question. So when you notice a doubtful tone of voice, ask a question to help them connect to their needs. For example, you could say, is there anything else you'd rather do because that would be more enjoyable for you? When you ask that kind of question, we are communicating that we are open to hear about a different need and contribute to it. The same goes for body language. You may see someone who has trouble communicating their needs committing to something, but you may notice that their body language doesn't match their words. When you notice that, help them connect to their needs with a question. You may ask something like, "I'm just wondering if there's anything else you'd need instead." You don't even have to mention the word need. Let's say you're talking to your boss. You could ask, "I'm wondering if you believe there's a different way our team could be successful in this project." When you ask these questions, you are helping the other person connect to their needs, and you are making it safe for them to communicate them. A third thing you can do, especially with someone you feel close to and you care about, is that if this person struggles to communicate their needs, and by the way, I know I've focused a lot on women's difficulty to communicate needs, but I've worked with so many men who find it hard to communicate their needs as well. So a loving thing you can do consistently is to be explicit in telling them that their needs matter to you, that their needs are important. Some things you can say are, "Your needs matter to me. Your needs are important to me. Supporting your needs is important for me." Or, "I love supporting your needs." Or, "Your needs are as important as mine." Or, "It's safe to express your needs with me." Or a simple, "I want to support your needs." When you say these phrases frequently, you are helping that person you love feel safe with you and learn to move away from the belief that their needs don't matter, or that they are too much, or that they are needy for having needs, or any of the beliefs we talked about in episode 138. And number four, something else you can do with your communication when someone finds it hard to express their needs is to explicitly validate them and celebrate them when they express their needs clearly and directly. When you hear that person communicate a need out loud to you or someone else, you could say something like, "I love hearing about your needs." Or, "I'm so glad you communicated your needs to so-and-so." Or, "I just heard you communicate your needs with so much clarity and confidence. Yay!" Or, "Thank you for trusting that I could hear your needs." When you give people this kind of validation, you are letting them know that you are noticing them, that you are listening to them, that you are cheering them on their journey of becoming more and more comfortable to communicate their needs. Now, before we recap what you've heard in this episode, please be patient with others when they don't know how to communicate their needs directly, clearly, or confidently. And if you've had some success with someone and they were able to communicate a couple of needs to you, that doesn't mean that expressing their needs will be easy from now on. Now, this takes time. They may go back to not communicating their needs with you or in certain situations. It's okay. Be patient. Keep asking questions about their needs. Keep bringing their needs up in your interactions and keep validating or celebrating them when they do communicate a need. And as you've listened to this series or to this particular episode, you thought of someone in particular who has a hard time communicating their needs, there's something you can do right now. Share the podcast series with them. And after you share the series, have a conversation about communicating needs and what each of you took away from the series. This series has 5 episodes, 138, 139, 140, 141, and this one, 142. And now let's recap what you've heard in this 5th and last episode of the Communicating Needs Skillfully series. In this episode, I taught you several ways in which you can support someone who struggles to communicate their needs. I mentioned 3 things you can do right now when you are communicating with children and 4 things you can do with adults. And remember, share the podcast series with others who have a hard time communicating needs and talk about what you each learned. Last but not least, if you are enjoying the podcast, please leave me a 5-star rating on Spotify or a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. Help me help more wonderful people like you by leaving me a review. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode, I actually hope the full series was useful for you. A special thanks to all my communication coaching clients and students who are having healthy and thriving relationships because they learn to communicate their needs skillfully. Until next week, and as we say in Argentina, ciao, ciao. Original music by Gary LaPoe. You can find all links in the show notes at languagealchemy.com.